Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
I've got three fellas in front of me by the names of Brian, Willie and James, who are all about to head off on, what, a big adventure, James? What's
big
the plan?
Adventure, yeah.
What's
so
the plan? Talk to me.
The plan is to drive from Nina up in Tipperary to Beijing in China. And we're going to be doing it for a charity for the Laura Lynn Foundation.
Well, a lovely charity. I mean, an important one at that. But bonkers trip from Nina to Beijing.
You drive home as well afterwards.
It's not a one-way ticket. You're not flying home. So what's the route? I mean, how does this work?
So we'll be going from Nina down to Rosslare and then over to Cherbourg.
Yeah.
Then down through France, Northern Italy, Croatia, Slovakia, Albania, Greece, Turkey, Georgia, Russia, Kazakhstan, Russia again, Mongolia, and then Beijing.
Wow, that's so how many miles?
It's about.
It's 17,000 kilometers over. Actually, I'm not sure the miles, but it's 9,000 kilometers back.
We're coming back through Russia. Yeah. Be straight.
So you don't have to go through all the. So what are you driving?
Actually, it was our Legends of Sponsors. Actually, we met Kraken Campus and Roscommon with Blueprint Auto. It's actually a responsor of the vehicle.
It's a big orange Jeep that's outside there.
We tried to park it outside.
You keep talking, I'll have a look.
Okay.
No, seriously.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
So. Yeah, they're recently just after moving to a new garage in Roscommon.
Ah, okay.
So what sort of car is it? It's a Land Rover Discovery.
Oh, it's a Land Rover Discovery. Yeah. Well, that's grand. You'll be fine.
And it's a 0-0 one before all them electrical faults.
Oh, even better. Yeah. Even better.
we started off with a Nissan Micra, and then we upgraded to the highest van, and the lads said, like, lads, you're not going to make it there. Like, so they said, if you bring the car back, we'll give you this. So we had to say yes. So
you had to go for it.
Yeah, I had to go for it.
Are you all, what's the connection between you? Are you friends, brothers, workmates?
Yeah. Friends, really, yeah. This was.
From where?
Back in Nina, actually. We are hometown and scheming together and fooling around together.
That's what I want to hear. The three lads at the back of the bus from school, are you?
Just we'd be up in the middle, we'd be all right. Secure.
So tell me, what's the is the connection? Are you all working or studying or what are you all doing?
I'm studying.
Sorry, Willie.
I work around Nina there. I wash windows and I do a bit of tree surgery. And
you look like you're in a band, though. You like your music, though, obviously.
Haven't a note in my head.
You haven't?
No.
But you look like you should be in a band. I'm going to say it again.
I listen to music, I suppose.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
So you'd be easy to notice around Nina anyway.
Yeah.
He's the wild card of the group.
No, it's good. Yeah, I can see that. That's good. James, what about you? What are you up to?
I'm a student actually up in GMIT. I'm studying physics and instrumentation. I just found out that I got into third year there now.
Yay!
So.
Just especially for your folks who are going, you know what he's doing up there? He's drinking and the other. And he's doing nothing else. But actually, you're studying. That's what I meant by the other. So, well done. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And Brian.
I'm a baker and a filmmaker, but not a candlestick maker. That's what I've been told to say it off.
Oh, jeez, lads. Yeah. You're going to have some crack now going across. The three messers in here now.
We're getting good response from people locally, actually. Business sponsors and stuff. The whole trip and that. Like, we're still looking for a bit more. Like,
we're about two-thirds of the way there. Diesel and beans so far.
Is that what you're going to be on?
There's a few oversights.
That's the motto. Diesel and beans.
Diesel and beans. Is that what you're running the car on?
Yeah. I know.
And ourselves. The car and ourselves.
Could you imagine the bang off that car now with the three of you eating
the
beans?
The wheels all up anyway.
So where are you going to stay? I mean, what's the plan in terms of accommodation? And
well, we've got a few people along the way who are going to put us up. And I say most of it's just going to be inside in tents.
You're just going to do tents and things like that at the side?
No, just cheap and cheerful like.
We got a great response, so it's people in Kazakhstan and in Greece and in Turkey that said call in, we'd love to meet you. Saw the video, is a bit wild, I suppose. We're being called a travelling sketch show more than, you know.
How do we see the video? What's that?
It's on actually whereyouldyoubegoing.com and the Facebook is whereyouldyoubegoing. That's the name of the team. So, where would you be going?
Where would you be going? you picked this is grand. I mean, you'll have some crack anyway. Laura Lynn Foundation, super charity. They do such good work. Why did you decide them?
It's just my sister told me about it, and you know, like I've four nieces and a nephew, like, and they're all under the age of six, like, and just I couldn't imagine that happened to me.
Yeah, of course.
And there's only one of them in the country, like, to grant to do, like, benefit a small charity that would benefit from the few pound, like.
Yeah, for sure. It's where would you be going? No G at the end.
Yeah, right? Actually, that was kind of a typo that we never seemed to fix, but it seems to work with the accent. where would you be going?
Yeah,
if you
fast and loose at the start.
I was going to say
it's coming together.
If you can't bang in another G at the end of that, how are you going to get across the world in a bloody Jeep? You should put a camera on this to make sure it's all going on.
We'll be filming.
That's why I did in college. I did TV and film production in college, so it's great for me to take advantage.
So you're baking and filming. as the whole thing's going.
The family are bakers, so I do that as well. So we're going to update videos along the way. And people seem to enjoy the first one. It was a bit silly and having fun.
Yeah.
Do the Russians know you're coming?
They do. Actually, that's the weird thing. We saw there was 40 Russian views from Russia onto the video. We're like, oh God, are they checking us out now to see if we're coming, or is it actually people interested?
We've got three Irish crazy boys coming to town. Please
come and herd and pass at the border.
Tell Vladimir Putin the Irish boys are out now. Not good. It's going to be a great old trip. Brian, Willie and James, good luck on your travels.
Thanks for it.
And thanks a lot for coming to see us today in Cork.